me tag along with him after he dumped that pot of water on me? Ha! No thanks. I had better things to do and better friends to do them with. He shrugged and climbed into the pickup. Dumb dogs. Grover shot me a glance. Know what? I think I'll go. How about you? Not me, pal. Slim and I aren't on the best of terms right now. I think it would do him some good to spend the day alone. Yeah, but it's kind of boring around here. Not for me, son. Excitement is where you find it, and I seem to find quite a lot of it no matter where I am. Slim started the motor. Grover began edging towards the pickup. Well, I think I'll go. See you around. He hopped up into the back. That's fine, Grover. You go, and I'll stay here and enjoy my own company. Bye, Hank. They pulled away. What a relief. At last, I was rid of the little squeak box and could look forward to spending my whole day. Come to think of it, there wasn't all that much to do around Slim's place. I mean, no chickens to chase, no cats to humble, no... I trotted out and followed the pickup. Grover, on second thought, I might go along for the ride. Hold up a second. Well, I'm not driving. You'll have to get Slim's attention. You can forget that. Slim and I aren't on speaking terms right now. Well, I don't know what to do. Bye now. Have a good day. Okay. So I had to swallow my pride and trot along beside the pickup to, well, inform Slim that I had reconsidered his offer and had decided. He saw me trotting beside the pickup. I knew he saw me, but did he pull over and let me in? Oh, no. That would have been too simple and easy. He made me trot and run a quarter mile before he finally stopped in the middle of the road. And then, of course, he had to make a big deal out of it. Make up your mind, Pooch. I ain't running a taxi service. If you're going with me, get in. See, that's all the thanks I got for... Oh, well. One of us had to show some maturity, and as usual, it had to be me. I hopped into the back and growled Grover out of my place of honor in the middle of the spare tire. We turned right on the county road and picked up speed. The wind began blowing my ears and tongue around. It blew my tongue around because my mouth was open, because that's how we dogs air condition our bodies in hot weather. We pant, see? And somehow that panting action cools us down. So I closed my eyes and let the wind tease and tickle my ears, while it also served the purpose of cooling down my dog hairs.